Tonight on SRTV's sexy new show, Sexy Island, we've gathered all your favorite reality TV stars and put them on one smoking hot desert island. Villains, heartthrobs, and secretly aspiring musicians. They're all here to get some sun, sand, a second chance, and hopefully a soulmate. Will these sexy singles be rescued by romance and liberated by love? Or will they be sending out an SOS? It's all here tonight on Sexy Island.
Are we rolling yet?
Ooh, Bryce, my man, try to make your voice sexier.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, better. Well, welcome to Sexy Island, man. I loved you in Count on Love. I can't believe Ashley dumped you. Anyway, I know you've been through all this before, but I'll be pulling you aside to get your commentary on what happens down on the beach. Whenever there's a steamy kiss, I'll be right beside you to talk about it.
Won't that kill the mood?
Bryce. So tell us who you are, where you came from, and why you're here.
Sure. Hi, I'm Bryce. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm here to find my soulmate.
Now, viewers might remember you from another one of SRTV's shows. Could you tell us about that?
I was on the first and only season of Count on Love. I'm an accountant by trade, and in Count on Love, I chose a wife based solely on reviewing her tax returns.
And that's it?
You can tell a lot about a person based on their tax returns.
Bryce, Count on Love was supposed to be your happily ever after, and yet you're here, on Sexy Island. What happened?
I got down to two girls. Well, women. There's Taylor and Ashley, a content creator from Akron who seemed like she could use my help to file as an independent contractor.
And you chose...
Ashley. She'd never filed electronically before and hand-wrote her 1040s, and she curled her S's in this really special way. I proposed to her over a candlelit joint filing. It turned out Ashley hired a calligrapher to forge those 1040s to seduce me, and that she was e-filing the entire time.
Ooh, sounds like she broke your heart, man.
She broke my heart.
But now you're here for a second chance at love. Oh, Bryce, just say that line back to me.
I'm here for a second chance at love.
And cut. That was great, Bryce.
I don't know if I should be here, Tommy. You know, I'm still trying to navigate the being dumped publicly of it all, you know?
Are you kidding? You were made for reality TV. Look at those arms. Plus, you're open, you're vulnerable. I really think you've got a good shot at finding love while you're on the island.
That's what the PR company I hired said.
Listen, had you ever loved anyone before Ashley?
Loved? No. No.
Damn, we should have been filming that. The point is, you don't know anything about love, so you may as well join the cast of a sexy new show.
But I don't really know much about Sexy Island either. All I was told is that it's being hosted by Chuck Tucker, and he was looking for reality TV stars to come to a remote tropical island.
That's all any of us know. But when I saw an opportunity to work with Chuck, I jumped at the chance. This is bound to be the next Sexy Singles Who Seance.
Can you tell me who else is here?
We want it to be a surprise. Come on, I'll walk you down to meet Chuck. SRTV really changed the way I think about romance. You can be hot and find love in imaginative ways. Chuck's a pioneer.
I hope he can work his magic on me.
Oh, Chuck is recording.
That's all coming up after the break. Tune in tomorrow night for the most dramatic turn in SRTV history. Next week on Sexy Island.
All right, Bryce, in 3, 2, 1. Go, you're on.
Hi, Chuck.
If it isn't Bryce from Count on Love, America's favorite beefcake accountant. How are you doing after the reveal that Ashley is a counterfeit cutie? Are you back to filing separately?
I'm doing okay, Chuck. Ashley and I are, well, we're still great friends. We're filing separately, but I'm helping her figure out her itemized deductions.
Ouch! Tough when the ex can't move on.
Am I right? And how are you feeling about being here? Are you ready for a tax-free holiday?
I hope so. I'm excited, but I'm also a little nervous.
You should be. You're trapped on an island. Bryce,
What?
I have some important news to share with you.
Oh?
You're the first person to arrive on Sexy Island. It's just you and the poisonous sand spiders. Just kidding. You ready to head down?
Bryce, you are sweating way too much, buddy. Let me get you a towel while we reset. That was so awesome, man. You're a natural.
Did Chuck say I'm trapped?
Oh, that's just Chuck. Hey, how about we get you a drink at the bar? So what do you think of the island?
It is beautiful. And the palm trees, the white sand, the crystal blue water. This is crazy.
It's not crazy. It's Sexy Island, man. By the end of this, you could be engaged. Again. The next person who walks onto this beach could be your soulmate.
Oh, is that?
Yep. That's Gwen B. Now listen, Bryce. I shouldn't tell you this, but Chuck's a huge fan of yours. He really thinks you have what it takes to build a meaningful life here.
Life?
Life partner. And I'm determined to get you a good edit, man. I don't care how many times that footage of you sobbing outside Ashley's attorney's office has been memed. Now go say hi to Gwen B. I'm gonna go watch on the monitors.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Bryce.
Is something wrong with your voice?
Gwen, there's nothing wrong with his voice. He's just excited to meet you. Chuck thinks you two could have great chemistry. Gwen B, everyone's favorite villain, and Bryce, the dopey yet lovable sweetheart. An odd couple that at first seems totally improbable.
Dopey?
Are you the guy from that Numbers show?
Count on Love. Yeah, that was me.
I didn't watch. I heard it was boring, and apparently America agreed with me. You got canceled, right?
Yep, one and done.
I guess they couldn't count on you to bring in good ratings, huh? So what are you doing now? I haven't seen you on social media or any other SRTV shows.
Oh, my ex, Ashley, controlled my social media accounts, and I haven't felt much like being on TV, if I'm honest.
So you're here because...
I'm kind of a national laughingstock. Books have been quiet. There have been memes. I hired a PR firm, and they said coming on a new show would sort of revive my brand since the split.
Split? I thought you got dumped.
Yes, Gwen, he got dumped. And he's very hurt. Actually, maybe you two could walk on the beach and talk about your individual emotional scars?
I'll do whatever intro you want, Tommy. As long as the camera shoots me from behind. That's my best angle.
Don't worry about the cameras. Chuck wants this show to feel as natural as possible.
I get it. I'm not an idiot. You know I'm getting my PhD, right?
Yeah, of course. Everyone knows Gwen B is terrifyingly sexy and terrifyingly brilliant. It's what makes Gwen B, Gwen B.
I'm just going by Gwen here. Gwen A was canceled after giving a dog chocolate at the Teen Choice Awards. I'm the only Gwen now.
Well then, Gwen, would you go on a walk with me?
Fine, but walk on my right side so you block the wind from messing up my hair.
Excellent. Mic's on, you two.
Am I blocking the wind okay? I could tilt my biceps so they're at a different angle.
I get it. You're strong. Just keep your head straight, suck in your abs, look sexy, and we'll be fine.
Right, we're on Sexy Island. Gotta be sexy.
These shows are all the same. They just want us to be hot, get drunk, and have sloppy, dramatic romances.
Maybe that's why they didn't renew Count on Love. All I wanted to do was find a soulmate and help people with their finances.
How altruistic of you. Look, you have to give the audience something to feel passionate about, to cheer for, to root against. Reality TV is primal, like sports. Like war.
Makes sense, I guess. You said you have a PhD?
Getting one, in anthropology. I'm writing my dissertation on this stuff, reality TV. I've been on a lot of these shows, and I'm fascinated by how they work. Not to say I don't enjoy mindlessly indulging in being a complete villain, but big picture, I want to understand what makes audiences so captivated by these shows.
I did see you on Hot Swirl Summer. That was one of Ashley's favorites.
Ugh, how degrading. Shaking my butt to get tips at a Malibu ice cream store? The only reason I got so much airtime is because I threw a banana split at a customer. The ads tease that moment every week.
I remember that guy was super sexist. He shouldn't have talked to you that way.
This whole institution is sexist, Bryce. And racist, ableist, heteronormative, just all of it. It breaks my brain trying to keep straight what it means for me to both indulge in the guilty pleasure of reality TV and critiquing it. Can you figure that equation out, math boy?
I can't, but I'm glad you're asking these questions.
Thanks.
Oh, that was great, you two. Let's head back. Some more sexy singles are arriving.
Hey, it was nice speaking with you, Gwen. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Sure.
Bryce, we're gonna have to put a sensor box over those trap muscles. They're obscene! Ooh, Gwen, jump to the side here and we'll grab a confessional.
What do I do?
Nothing, Bryce. Do push-ups, crunches. This isn't your moment. We need to interview Gwen now. Move over.
Oh, sorry.
So, Gwen, how did it go? Is love in the air?
I have one thing to say about that dweeb. When we were talking on the beach, he asked me where I got my boobs done. He disgusts me.
Wait, what? No, I didn't.
Cut. Shh, Bryce. It's okay. Gwen gets it. This is what plays with audiences.
So we're just gonna make stuff up?
Relax. You'll be fine. You're a Boy Scout. Everyone's gonna love you. I'm the one who always comes off like an ice queen.
That's not how I see you.
And action.
Over the next month, you'll be competing in challenges. You'll be going on dates. You'll be excommunicating some of your closest allies from paradise, all in the name of finding true love. Can you feel the electricity in the air? Probably not, since we took all your electronic devices and there's no generators on the island. There's no more contact with the outside world. That's right. We're all here, together, on an unknown tropical island to hopefully find some of you, if not all, love.
We're obviously somewhere in the Caribbean. I can tell by the color of the water and the breakdown of the coral. There's a whole chapter in my PhD about a location's impact on the stress of caste.
Is that Gwen B? The infamous Gwen B?
It's just Gwen now.
Gwen B! I personally could not be happier that you're here with us to find love. Believe it or not, you're the main inspiration behind Sexy Island. I thought if I, Chuck Tucker, can find the Gwen B...
It's Gwen.
Then I deserve an Emmy. Finally! At the very least, I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize.
Thanks, Chuck.
As I was saying, the last boat left an hour ago. From here on out, you're completely on your own. Not only will you be responsible for sheltering yourselves, finding food and clean drinking water, you'll also be responsible for finding your soulmate. A tall order, some might say. And if you fail at any of these tasks, we'll be putting you on a raft and sending you out to sea.
What?
Still kidding with you, Bryce. Desert island humor.
All right, let's cut and reset.
Chuck sure does make a lot of jokes about us being stuck here.
Do you hear him keep calling me Gwen B? He wants some survivalist drama for this stupid little show? I am the drama.
But, like, how do we get off this island? And is there really no clean drinking water?
Are you that simple, Bryce? This is TV. We're on a Chuck Tucker show. Why do you think there's no drinking water unless it's also with a shot of tequila and lime? Why are you so worried? You keep giving him that dopey, fearful look. Yeah, the one you've got on now. And he'll have the world in love with you in 6 months.
Does everyone think I'm dopey?
Whoa. Save some of that fire for the cameras, lovebirds. And we're rolling in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Sexy Island. 25 sexy singles from some of SRTV's most beloved reality shows are here for a second chance. Who among you will find love? Who among you will be heartbroken? Who will get engaged?